Blog Talk Radio.
Inside around the world. Welcome, everybody. Got a great show for you tonight. And you know, it reminds me how some years ago I found myself in Washington, D.C. with my good friend June Roberts and a bunch of people who were trying to get people out of the nursing homes. And, you know, demonstration, mostly ADAPT people. And they were demonstrating and carrying on, and some of them got arrested and all that. Civil disobedience and all that stuff. But I started to realize, not as much as I know it now, but started to realize that what is really happening here, you know, the money that is going in to these nursing homes, you know, that the nursing home takes from the individual, the money, and the agencies standing by and letting it happen and do very little, if anything, to help the people in the nursing home. We saw a horrible demonstration of that recently with this ridiculous virus. So it made me, sort of woke me up, you know, where are the agencies? How come, you know, these people were demonstrating, and I could understand that. You know, I demonstrated in my day, too, for different things. But the agencies for the disabled are the ones that should have sponsored this and helped us, you know. ADAPT doesn't have that kind of money. It's a group of disabled people. A lot of them don't work. A lot of them are ill and all that, and I understand that, you know. But the show tonight, you know, what are they giving us, the agencies, that is? We give them all year long. Think about it. We give them ourselves. We give them the right to use us to get money from the government. Now, I'll bet you any money that a lot of these directors and managers and all that in these agencies, most of them will get a bonus, a Christmas bonus. What do we get? Yeah. Any of them think about us? Call, you know, they know all the disabled people on their roster and all that stuff. They know who we are. I haven't heard of one agency, and we did an Eyewitness News thing on this. You can see it up there with Michelle Charlesworth. The reason for that news piece was to demonstrate that these agencies are not doing their job the way they're set up. And, you know, there's no excuse. They'll use the excuse, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. The government will take our money away. How about on the weekend? How about in your spare time? You know, excuse then. You see, the thing is, they don't believe, most of the people who work at these places don't believe in us. You know, they don't want to have anything to do with us. They just want to use us. So now you have these agencies, wealthy. Well, I say wealthy because they got a lot more than we have. Wealthy because of us. And one of the most horrible examples, is, as we say and we talk about, is the guide dog schools. Look what they do. $100,000 to train a dog, deny the person the dog, and they keep the money. Now, that issue has never been before a judge to see, you know, which way it's going to go. You see, if you get it before a judge, if you had a law, you could go all the way to the top eventually. to crack it or to see, you know, what's going to be done about it. I believe most judges would rule, you know, that the guide dog schools have to help the person more. Of course, you have to have a law. It has to be spelled out, so on and so forth. But getting back to what I was saying, these agencies, they're not there for us 98% of the time. You call them, you need something, you need help. They give you excuses after excuse. And that's really using people. It's using us, you know, to keep that money coming in. They write us up to the government. They use us. They get the money. People go through evaluation, the money, and most people get nothing out of that because they set you out in a world that's not designed for you when you're disabled. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that these agencies could be doing for us, especially now with this so-called virus around. In a site around the world, I don't know if we're going to have an engineer tonight, so I haven't heard. But we'll play it by ear. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, and I want to thank them once again for got my dog's joint rescue today. She's about 9 years old, and she's jumping around like a puppy, so I'm happy about that. Thanks to the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And I've said this many times, and I'll say it again, the agencies for the blind should take an example from organizations like the Akita Rescue and help a person who wants to train their dog and get things for the dog. All right, Big East, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank you so much. Around the world, our show goes, and Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, is right here local in Islip, New York. You can dial him up. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. And we appreciate his helping InterSight. He's paid the phone bill for InterSight more than once. Thank you so much for that. A great, great guy, him and his wife, Doreen, and haven't met the rest of the family, but I'd like to. All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. He'll treat you right. Around the world, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the others who we don't know of, who have been neglected, and that system has to be greatly improved. All right, InterSight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. That's a good thing to remember. Let's see. What else we got? Around the world, InterSight, A Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of our friends who have helped us in the past, and we remember them. Beccaro's Italian Tavern in Massapequa Park, New York. So check them out. I don't know what their status is, if they're open or certain hours or whatever, but You'd have to call them Bacaros. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And I got a note, an email today from the Long Island Connection, so check their Facebook. They have an event in Hempstead, New York, coming up on the 12th. That's the day after tomorrow. I don't have the details in front of me, but they have a Facebook if you want to check it out. It's to get gifts for disadvantaged families. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, over 100,000 people hear us, and we're growing. And we appreciate that. And I want to thank the people who listen to some of the ads now on our show. Greatly appreciate that. Every little bit helps. So we're out here, and we intend to stay out here. And, you know, it's like we're just starting out, but we've done a lot of good things. Let's see. I'll hold off on the Able News. Maybe my engineer will pop in. I don't know. All right. Inner Sight. And Nobody Starves on Long Island. Remember my buddy Gary with the dog food, cat food, medical. So you have any needs for that, give Gary a call. 631-484-3085 is the number. Tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. And I want to thank Jimmy the Poet for reaching out to us and always trying to help. And hello to his girlfriend Nancy, who deals with a kidney situation. All right, around the world, Inner Sight. Yes, Christmas, time for giving, the time for caring, the time for goodwill, the time for people to forgive and forget and try to do better. Right? All right. I want to say right now, I forgive the schools for denying me a guide dog. I'm not going to stop advocating to get them licensed, but I forgive them. I forgive them for interfering with my guide dog's medical. The same thing, I'm not going to stop advocating to get the medical, not only for my guide dog, but for all blind and disabled who want to train the dog on their own. All right. I forgive the governor for being a jackass. Maybe he can't help it. I don't know. But he certainly could do a lot more. And he's got a lot of agencies who could reach out and do a lot more. We have a list of people who need help. And most of them are in the nursing homes with that situation. We've reached out to the politicians. We've tried to get them to understand, to release people under these programs. Talked about some of these programs last night. And they haven't done it. The other thing we're trying to establish is a volunteer group of caregivers who would be compensated financially through a fund. And every agency should contribute to that fund. We're trying to get the governor to mandate that in the new budget. So we'll see what happens with that. Don't hold your breath. I mean, it's been our experience with these politicians that, you know, they don't listen to anything we say. I mean, here we're trying to save the money. Set up a fund. take the caregivers on their day off who wants to do it, donate some time, pay a bill for them, pay the car insurance, pay the mortgage if they donate enough time. You know, you got to have the fund. So there's something that the agencies can do. It's supposed to be the time of giving, goodwill. Why don't they set up fundraising things? I got an email the other day from some group that is involved in setting up these fundraising type of events. And these agencies all have donors. They all have a board with pretty affluent people on them, so they can easily raise money. We don't have that kind of thing. We have a few people help us here and there, which is really cool. We appreciate it. But these big major organizations, they have millions of dollars, some of them. And that money should be used in a much better way. People in nursing homes need to find apartments. Now, here's something that the agencies can do. You know, we've called many of these places. We've been on Eyewitness News. And it seems that these agencies just don't care about us. They don't give a damn. That's why you got to have a mandate. There should be a law mandated that they have to pitch in to a fund. We have several people now who are looking for apartments for their loved ones. They need help to find those apartments. You hear Maureen calls in here almost every night on Nursing Home Advocate, trying to get her mom out. Her mom supposedly got that virus, 19 they call it, and now they tell her she's all right. We'll accept that. But they need an apartment. Why aren't the agencies for the blind? Maureen is blind. Her mom is elderly. Two different types of agencies there, the aged and the blind. Why aren't they both helping them to find an apartment? They have some monies. The agencies could raise the rest. There's an idea. There's a way to give. Get somebody out of these horrible nursing homes. Because the virus is coming back in. People bring it in. And there are several people like that. There's a couple of people who have contacted us for service dogs. We're trying to find the right dogs for them. But these guide dog schools, these service dog schools, they don't reach out like that to help you, unless you give them a big donation. Then they might. People that we're dealing with don't have that kind of funding. That's another reason why you need these schools to be licensed, because people should be able to call them and say, hey, I need a service dog to do this, that, and the other thing. I'm trying to find the dog on my own. Can you please, send a trainer to meet me at such and such and help me evaluate? They don't do that. The schools don't do that. They won't do that. They don't want us to know how to train the dog on our own. They're totally against that. So there you have another situation. Agencies that won't give us a gift. And we're talking about gifts that help people's lives. We're not talking about, hand somebody $25,000. No. We're talking about help the person to have a full life and to be safer. And they should reach out to us, because it's because of us that they have an office and a building and money to go with it. It's only because the government has set them up in the wrong way that we're not partners with these agencies and helping them to raise the money and getting our share to live our lives. That's why we don't have that, because the government has set these agencies up in the wrong way. And I think every disabled person will more or less agree with that. We need to mandate that these agencies restructure the way they operate, because it's not working. All right, InnerSight, if you want to make a comment, call our InnerSight line. We don't have an engineer right now. The InnerSight number, 631-224-3090, and we will hear that and try to get it on. Either tomorrow night's the funnies, but we can still put a comment on either tomorrow night or Monday. All right, yeah, and don't forget, fun tomorrow night, InnerSight. Yeah, we're going to have some old school stories. Tell you about my wacky friend Jimmy Dinigan, who one day kept going around saying maybe the school will burn down. He didn't want to go to school. Tell you about that. A couple of other weird things. Laura and Hardy have to take the vaccine. Oh, that should be fun. Tomorrow night on the Funnies, InnerSight. All right. And television, Wednesday and Thursday. Tonight we're on, the show should be on right now, maybe going off a little bit. 7:30, channel 20, I believe it is. All over Long Island. InnerSight, check it out. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So you want to see what everybody looks like? Tune us in. We're doing only reruns right now until we can get back into the studio. All right. I want to thank all of our listeners for helping us grow, and we greatly appreciate it. And once again, I want to thank the people or person or whoever contributed to the PayPal and the donations. It's not a lot of money, but that's not the point. The point is they cared. They understand what we're doing, and they obviously believe in it. See, we're here for everybody, not just the disabled. And getting back to how I opened up the show with the when I told you about the trip down to Washington and the DAP trying to liberate people in the nursing homes, I commend them for that. But I think they're going about it in the wrong way. they said nothing about the agencies raising the money. They wanted it all from the government. And that means the taxpayers are overly burdened with these things. If the government gives the money to the agencies, these agencies should reach out and help. They should have fundraisers to get people out. They could get X amount of people out every month and help them stay out by implementing our idea, the caregivers, the volunteer, and compensated financially. That's what we need. Where you don't have to depend on the state solely. I mean, wouldn't it be something if somebody came along and was so wealthy, you know, and they said, here, I want to do this. I want to get rid of these nursing homes. You know, we're gonna do it, and we're going to use money to make money. That's what you need. Somebody who sees the freedom and the concept. Because when people are not in these nursing homes, they do a lot better. And how many of those people can then get a job from home and start paying taxes and contribute to their own way? So there's a lot of different ways that aren't being put into practice here, a lot of different things that could help people. That Inner Sight is trying to bring about. I mean, if we had that kind of money, there wouldn't be any nursing homes. Because people wouldn't have to be in them. You could convert them maybe into something better. All right, Inner Sight, around the world, no engineer tonight. I don't know what happened to her. But we're here talking about how the agencies should give us a gift. All year long, we help them. The money because of us. They write us up. They use us in so many different ways. Every agency for the disabled uses disabled people to be solvent. There isn't one that doesn't, that I know of. So, be fair, if they would acknowledge us and find out, you know, what do you need? What can we do? Why not do a fundraiser and you know, they can make money on it. And I think it's a lot more effective when you do a fundraiser and you show the public precisely where the money is going. Here's so-and-so. This person was homeless, and we established a housing fund for them. Of course, simultaneously, you have to protect the person's disability, because the government will come and rob it. They'll take it away. So you've got to have a lobby set up in Washington to enable us to keep the disability as long as we're disabled. Because anything extra that you get, right away they're trying to grab it. And to me, that's horrible. See, the government is setting a bad example for the agencies by doing that. That is horrible. You know, and I don't know of any organizations that are in Washington lobbying to change that. I've never heard of any. They are. They're awfully quiet about it. A person who's disabled, that disability money belongs to us. We've earned it. And it's owed us because of the non-accessibility that we have to deal with and live with. We didn't make it that way. The government made it that way. And many a time the agencies allow it to stay that way by not doing anything about it. I don't believe the independent living centers have the right to lobby. Remember, they get money from the government. How can they lobby against the government? I've never heard of that. If I'm wrong, somebody correct. Our email is innersight@pmail.com. The independent living centers should have a lobby to enable people to keep the disabled people to keep our disability for as long as we're disabled. See, that would open the door. If that happened, that would open the door for more help. And we wouldn't have to worry about stupid stuff, you know, they're going to take $7 from you or $5 or whatever amount it is, $200. You know, if you get, if an agency donates, let's say, the money for your housing, you know, right away, they count that as income, and they'll cut back on your disability in many, many cases. Well, it's not income. It's money that should be there for you. It's money that's already there being used in the right way. That's why there's waiting lists. There's another thing, housing. How many people disabled in homeless shelters who are on a waiting list? Why are they on a waiting list? Simple answer. You know why they're on a waiting list? Because they don't have the damn money to get the hell out of the shelter. That's why they're on a waiting list. The money is tied up in some agencies, or several agencies. They have the money. The people, many of the people in those agencies get big fat salaries. They have our money. While the person is, trying to get out of the shelter. Because the money is not there and being misused. It should come half from the government and half from the agency that corresponds with the person's disability. You see, there's where we help. We want to help the people. The government would be able to cut back on the taxes plan were put into practice. Hey, that rhymes. I'm poetic. I'm poetic tonight. All right. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget, we're going to have some fun over here. Lauren Hardy, take the vaccine. Well, I'm afraid of needles. Oh, shut up. Anyway, tomorrow night, we'll find out what's going on with that. All right, we'll have a little, maybe we'll do a little Fred Sanford. You know, we had a lot of listeners the other night when we did the, I don't know if it was Friday or last night, but I think it was last Friday when we did the garbage truck that Mr. Giuliani is claiming ate up all the votes. All right, inner sight around the world. No engineer, no co-host. So, well, you know, we go on no matter what. As long as we can talk and the phone lets us. All right. Over 100,000 listeners. Let's see, last count, 100,000, 2,020, I believe it was. Yeah. And, you know, if every one of those people, I'm going to make a plea for help. Not just for us, for everybody, you know, to contribute. If every one of the over 200,000 people would send us $5, a one-time, one-shot deal, as they say. One-shot deal, $5. Start something in this country that has never been done before to help people. Not only the disabled, everybody. You know, we would immediately put up a lobby in Washington, hire a fundraiser, somebody credible, you know, and of course help the list of people in the nursing homes that are trying to get out. Got a phone call the other day from another one of our advocates caught in a damn nursing home. And she's got to be very careful because she owns a condominium. They'll try to take that away from her. So, everybody, the PayPal is working. Inner Sight, over 100,000 strong. If everybody would send us $5, we could be on our way to change the face of this country the way disabled people are dealt with. And therefore, help those who aren't disabled. And you know, if you live long enough, you're going to be one of us anyway. All right, Inner Sight. No engineer tonight. So if you want to make a comment, you can do so by calling the Inner Sight phone, 631-224-3090. All right. And we appreciate your comments, positive or negative. Say what you want. We're not afraid of it. So getting back to our subject, a gift, you know, and I go out and do music, and in between I talk to let people know. And so what I'm telling people this time of year is, will the governor in New York give my dog, my guide dog, her medical for Christmas? Now, it's the time for giving, goodwill. You know, he can very easily help me get my medical. I mean, I'm sure that the animal medical people will pay attention to Andrew Cuomo. And we could settle this thing and make it so that we've offered this before to the animal medical, make it so that we can help them raise money for people who want to train the dogs, you know, the service dog on their own. But you see, the problem is, and it's a big one, they're in with these schools. They take their dictatorship from the schools. Now, they never used to be that way, by the way. See? So why is it that the schools butt in to a disabled person's life? They have specifically, it's specific for guide dogs, the animal medical. I don't believe they have a fund for other types of service dogs, although they should. We'd be willing to help them if they wanted to do that, to set it up. You know, with all their connections, of course. But why is it that the schools butt in to a blind person's guide dog, the medical, that is, when they didn't even train the dog? Now, that doesn't make any sense. You know? It doesn't make any sense at all, which goes to show you how malicious it is and why you need a law to protect people from that. You know, maybe you would discover that the dog is not a guide dog and it shouldn't get the medical. See? That works that way too. It's a two-way street, my friend. But you don't even get to go that far because there is no law and no licensing of the schools. So there you have a situation of giving, and why isn't it being given? I mean, nobody has to put up any money for that. It's already there. So ponder over that. You know, and you want to talk about people who are cold and heartless and who don't care. There it is. Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight told you about it. All right. Hey, don't forget Able News. The paper on and about the disabled. They got all kinds of articles in there, columns by professionals. And you want to know what's going on with the disabled, click on Able News. You get a free subscription with that, by the way. Yeah. AbleNews.com. So, get that free subscription. They got a personal column. You want to meet somebody weird? I mean somebody nice. Personal column. And, yeah, read Able Newspaper. My good friend Angela Melanie, great, great lady who, she cares. She cares about Inner Sight and disabled people. All right, around the world, comments directed to the Inner Sight phone, because we don't have an engineer, 631-224-3090. Record your comment if you want. And how the show tonight, how the agencies should be reaching out to us, especially this time of year. It's supposed to be a time of giving, you know. They're like a real Scrooge. And see, in the last 4 months, I have called at least half a dozen agencies. I only got help out of one. Autism Speaks. My girlfriend is autistic. They had a grant. $250. All right, it's a gesture. It's not a it doesn't change anybody's life, but it's better than nothing. The only agency that has reached out in that way that I know of, I heard the spinal cord people reached out, had a grant. I got that from my friend Jose. We were on Eyewitness News together back in May. But that's about it. You know, I mean, people who need help, people who are trying to live their lives and, you know, get around better, be safe. You hear about safety every day. And millions of us have to cross the street and can't even read the traffic signal. No safety in that. Why aren't the agencies doing something about that? Every once in a while, they'll come alive and get a light put up, an accessible pedestrian signal. You know, maybe once every 5 years or whatever it is. That's all they do. And then they think they did something so great. Well, you didn't. There's a lot more. Every light should be accessible. Every one that everybody else has should be accessible. Safety. That's what you hear about every day. But rarely do you hear about safety for the disabled. Because these agencies aren't reaching out. Why don't they give us a gift of safety? You know, go to every town and get the traffic people and make them put up these signals. And at the same time, get a lobby in Washington for strict enforcement. That's why the lights aren't up. There's no enforcement of the law. I'll tell you, write a letter. Why do you have to write a letter to be able to cross the street in safety? Nobody has to do that. Only us. Now, some agencies, some places will use that letter, put it into a packet, use it to get money. Oh, look what we did. You know, we're helping people with accessible pedestrian signals, when in fact the damn light never went up. But they'll use it to get the money. Typical, happens every day. Why? Because there's no enforcement. That's why. No enforcement of law. When someone is unsafe crossing, who can't read a signal, the law should be very strict about that. Hey, when you're out there, you need all the help you can get. All right, in a sight. Let's see. Oh, next week we got our next Thursday, I believe it is, the show on the vaccine. So we're trying to get as much info as we can. I was listening to Gary Knoll the other day, and he brought in this German doctor, very, very enlightening. And we'll be sharing some more of that next Thursday on the vaccine and information on the virus. All right. If you're listening, we appreciate it. Sorry, we can't take your phone call. We apologize for that. And we urge these agencies to reach out to people. Find out what people need. Call us and we'll give you the list. We'll tell you. You know, we'll even help you raise the money. We've offered several times to many different places, and they've turned us down. So another big reason why we got to change this system. You know, I've said it many, many times. A lot of these people who head up these programs don't belong there. There's something not right about it. How many of them are haters of the disabled that we don't know about? Of course, possible. A lot of people, go to school, go into these different fields because they want to control people. Happens all the time. All right, Inner Sight reminds you of all these things, and anybody out there would like to be on the show, send us an email, or you can call the Inner Sight number at 224-3090-631. We are on 5 nights a week. By the way, next week we'll be on, but the week after we're going to be off the air until after the new year. Take a little Christmas vacation. That's what they call it. If you have any ideas for a show you'd like us to do, drop us an email. InnerSight@pmail.com. No attachments, no pictures, no none of that stuff, because the email is not designed for that. It should be, but it's not. Just another piece of our being not equal. All right. Inner Sight. And I want to wish all of our friends, our Jewish friends, a happy Hanukkah. I believe that started yesterday, I think. Happy Hanukkah. And, of course, happy Christmas. The African Christmas, I can't think of the name right now. All right. But a happy one. Healthy, you know. Get that immune system kicking, you know. You gotta keep it good. There's a lot of websites you can go to if you go on the internet that tell you how to boost the immune system. And of course, Gary Knoll is one of the biggest advocates for that. All right, stand by. 30-second break, stand by. All right, we've got about 5 minutes left. Anybody out there who's trying to get help, you know, call us, contact us. We'll do our best for you. We don't have the money that we'd like to have, but we can still try. you know, depending on what it is that you need help with, and the giving time of year when people are a little more conscious of helping. So you can call us, email us, and we'd be happy to talk with you, see what we can do. Inner Sight around the world. Let's see, Monday night is Mad or Glad, name of the show. Something you're mad about, glad about. Tuesday, open mic. You can talk about anything you want. And Wednesday and Thursday, we usually have subjects. I don't know what we're having next Wednesday, but next Thursday is the show called What's in the Vaccine. I believe that's the title. And Friday nights, we goof off with the funnies. Louis will be here. He's quite a character. And yours truly, you know, we do takeoffs on some of the oldie fun things and sort of get stupid with it. You know, good, clean fun. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it, all our friends, all our listeners. And keep the show going, because it's not just for us. It's for everyone. All right. Inner Sight, I want to thank all those who help us financially. Greatly appreciate that. Believe in Inner Sight, and we know you do. Everybody needs more Inner Sight. 631-224-3090 phone number. Thank you so much. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Be careful out there. Take it slow. Take it easy. Apple cider vinegar or wild oil of oregano, good for the immune. Two good things to latch on to. Sight, goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner, more. Give me more. Inner Sight.